A couple of announcements. First of all, Thursday of this week is not the celebration of the Ascension for us. In some parts of the country it is, but we will celebrate the Feast of the Ascension on Sunday, this next Sunday. So Thursday is not a holy day of obligation for us. Also, this is Mother's Day, and we wish to bless all mothers here, those who have given birth, those who have perhaps been adoptive or foster mothers, those who have given a mother's care. We pray for you and ask the Lord to bless you. And if you want to take Mom out to breakfast and don't want to spend the money, you can take her over to St. Joseph Hall after Mass for coffee and donuts. Also, again, please remember to pray for Deacon Chuck and his classmates as they prepare for ordination. Also remind you that if you can't go down to the cathedral for ordination on Saturday, you can come to St. Joseph Hall. We will have the ordination live streamed. You can watch there. There were three bags of money sitting in the vault in the bank, and they were talking about what they wanted to do. And the first one said that he wanted to have fun. He wanted to have parties. He hoped that he would be spent on lavish parties with all kinds of celebrities and all the best food and the best expensive and most expensive wines and so forth. The second said he wanted to go fast. He wanted to be spent on sports cars or maybe speedboats. Third one said, well, I just want to be able to help people. I have the idea that maybe I can help a young family to get their first house. I want to be alone. Just remember, only every three years. The point is that alone is what Jesus promised not to be. We are not alone because Jesus is with us and with each of us. And we give thanks to God for that gift that Jesus is with us. And it's important to be mindful of that always, because he will not leave us orphans. He is with us and wants to be with us, and we are to be with him. In the first reading, we see a deacon, and it's very appropriate because this weekend, this Saturday, our deacons will be ordained to the priesthood, because a deacon, Philip, is proclaiming the gospel. And he's proclaiming the truth that Jesus has risen from the dead and that he is the Messiah. And he proves that by the demonstration of God's power in healings and in the exorcisms of the evil spirits. But it also talks about the limitations of a deacon. The deacon cannot call down the Holy Spirit as the apostles can. And so the apostles come down, Peter and John come down, and impose their hands and call down the Holy Spirit. And Deacon Chuck and his classmates will receive that gift on Saturday. They will be ordained to the presbyterate, the priesthood. They will receive the gift that the Holy Spirit has given to the apostles, and from the apostles and the bishops to priests. Priests will be able to do various things that a deacon cannot do. A priest, and only a priest or bishop, can confect the Eucharist. That is, only he can, by God's power, make bread and wine into something they were not, into the very, very body and blood of Jesus himself. As a priest, he will be able to absolve sins in the sacrament of penance. He will be able to anoint the sick. And so we pray for him and his classmates. We pray for all priests, that we may be good and holy and faithful priests. So we pray for Deacon Chuck and his classmates, and we continue to pray for them and ask them to pray for us. In the second reading, Peter tells us we have to bear witness. We have to live in such a way that people ask us why we live this way, why we are joyful, why we are charitable, why we are forgiving and merciful. Because that's not the way of the world. We are to bear witness to that by our truth by letting people know we are live this way because we have received Jesus, because we know that he loves us and bears witness to us constantly. And finally, we come to the gospel. Jesus is preparing his apostles for his death. They don't understand, but he reminds them and us to keep his commandments. And he reminds us that his commandments are not just something that restrict our freedom, but rather those commandments he gives us are commands of love that call us and let us know how to love and how to live in that relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in relationship with our brothers and sisters. If we keep those commandments, we do so because we know that God loves us and God loves each one of us. And he promises that he will be with us. Even though we cannot see him, Jesus is with us. He is with us in the tabernacle. He is with us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. He is with us in the sacrament of penance. He is with us in our brothers and sisters who live the faith with us. We are not alone. And he wants us to bear witness to the fact that we are not alone. He wants us to live with him. He wants us to live a life of charity and mercy. Again, these are not things that the world looks on with kindness. We are to continue to bear witness, to live in Christ, and to let Christ live in us, that we may have his life, that we may have in ourselves the fullness of God's life, eternal life, sanctifying grace in us here and now, that we may live in him here and now, that we may live with him also in the world that will not end.